Hello and welcome to the Inspiring South African Family from Heather de Wit in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile people and organizations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring us as a people. They're doing it with purpose and are focused on the healing and thriving of the people and all living things on the planet. And I'm going to be talking to a formidable man who started an initiative and a very successful business in a time when it was almost impossible, but he dared to. And here I welcome Mr. Herman Mashaba of Black Like Me. Hello, Herman.
Hi, good afternoon, Heather, and thank you very much for this opportunity to talk to you.
Yes, I love your story, Herman. You know, it's just, I think it's got a lot to teach people and so go ahead and tell us briefly how it started for you all those years ago in the apartheid era.
Well, I think my business career started just over 30 years ago, with Black Like Me in particular. Actually, the other day, we just celebrated 30 years of our company's existence. But obviously, I started my business career 2 years before I started Black Like Me as a commission sales rep. After abandoning my education in 1980, worked 30 months for a salary for two companies, one for 7 months, another one for 23 months. And during that period, I decided I needed to do something with my life at the age of 22. Got married, bought myself a car, 2 months later resigned, and really started my business career as a commission sales rep, selling different types of products. And in the process, got a break of my life, sold hair care products for one company here in Johannesburg on a commission basis. And it took me 19 months to figure out that I could actually try and do it on my own. But I had a challenge because the National Party government apartheid legislation said I should not get into business as a black South African. And I decided to hell with this piece of legislation, I'm going to try anyway. And conceived the idea in 1984. And January of 1985, started with 200 square meter premises in Garankuwa, then Phuthotswana homeland. And 30 years later, everything else now is history.
What a beautiful story. 30 years. That's absolutely amazing. You know, really, I salute you on doing this, Herman.
So
you've got, tell us now about the infrastructure of how it works. Do you supply the salons with your products?
Well, when I started 30 years ago, I used to obviously supply salons from the boot of my car with my partners. Obviously, I started the business with two partners and my wife. My wife would obviously be in the factory to look after the administrative side, and my partner, Johan Grill, on the production side. Another partner, Joseph, was a salesman like myself. So the two of us went out to really sell. We started in a 200 square meter factory, with the drums and mixing vessels, and we employed one person, the second person, and later on in the late 80s, I was already in a position to build my own factories, just over 6,000 square meters in Mabopane, small industrial area in Mabopane. We had really a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. Unfortunately, 17th of November 1993, someone touched that factory, but managed to really bounce back 2 weeks later. New South Africa in the making at the time. As a South African, I could buy property anywhere in the country, so wished, and bought premises in mid-rent 2 weeks later.
Well, and, that's fantastic. And you're now in one of the biggest markets in South Africa.
Yeah, well, what happened is obviously because of the challenges of the building a factory in New South Africa, and I really needed a partner. And 1997 sold 75% of my business to Colgate Palmolive. At the time, thinking that they could really help me to take my business to the next level, and I needed capacity. Unfortunately, 18 months down the line in this marriage, they realized that the business just refused to be part of a big organization. I think Colgate and I really tried everything possible to make this marriage and this relationship work, but it just refused. The business refused to be part of a big organization. And I was fortunate enough 2 years later, bought the business back from Colgate
Oh,
to.
yes, that is a magic story. I love that. I love that.
Absolutely. It was wonderful, I think. Yeah, so 1st of August 1999, I bought the business back from Colgate-Palmolive and really then focused again on rebuilding it. And within a year, managed to really bring the business back to profitability. And really so happened that 2005, I had another great opportunity, which is still today and has been a very successful relationship. I sold 50% of the business to some friends, competitors in Pretoria called Amka Products. Sold 50% of the business to Amka, and it's been a great relationship, and which is really growing from strength to strength. Today, I serve as the non-executive chairman of the Amka Group, and yeah, so we sell products in the country and in most parts of the African continent. So it's really been a great journey, but I'm no longer obviously an executive in the business myself. Obviously, the last 10 years personally, I run a small investment company called Departs Investments with various investments in different parts of our economy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And can you just briefly, in about 2 minutes, tell me about the social responsibility around Black Like Me and AMCA?
Well, I think so. We've as a business, I think I didn't really start a business to really get involved in social responsibility. I started business to look after myself and my family. But fortunate enough, over the 30 years of my business career, I've really been blessed in the sense that it's given me an opportunity to do things, some of the things that really give me personal satisfaction. Like obviously one of the big projects I'm involved with, and I'm the chairman. I've been the chairman and been associated with this organization for the last 16, 17 years, called the Philbin Foundation. We have 5,000 kids we touch on a daily basis throughout the country. We blessed in the sense that this project was started by the PG Group 16, 17 years ago when they were celebrating 100 years of the company's existence, donated 16, 6 million rands to really start a project. And that's how the concept was conceived. Obviously, we use music as a life skills project for this.
Yes, music, music is the thing. I'm a singer myself, eh?
Okay, great.
So I know how healing music is and around that, but we're going to have to wrap things up there, Herman. Thank you so much. Your story is a really fine one, and I wish you onwards and upwards in all that you're doing, and thank you for being a fine example of what a South African can be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Herman.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay.